All right, since we're talking about the Maxwell Street Market, I'm going to do a little Chicago blues, a little Jimmy Reed.
Come on, baby, I'll do anything. Oh, baby, baby.
won't do that.
In studio tonight, Loreen and the Maxwell Street Market Blues Band performing live. The big show that's going to be at the Maxwell Street Market is coming up on Sunday. Great to have you guys. Thank you so much for coming in. Let me start with you, Loreen. This band, of course, is named after the market. Why is that?
It's named after the market because that's where we all met and we started performing together as a band. There's a guy, Steve Balkin, who is retired now, but he's a professor at Roosevelt University, and his specialty, amongst others, is open-air markets, and his love is the Maxwell Street Market. And he called me up one day. This is when I very first started playing, and I wasn't even very good. He called me up, and he said, "Lori, I need your help. There's not too much music. Will you host a jam down at the market?" And after I got done laughing, because I said, "Steve, I'm not very good. I can't do that." He said, no. He said, "But you're really good at organizing things. So will you come down and help me organize it?" I said, "That I can do." So he said, "I got a bunch of musicians that are coming down on Sunday, and you can just help get this thing going." I said, "Okay." So I go down there. Nobody shows up.
So I thought, life of a musician.
Well, as long as I hold all my stuff down here, I think I'll just sit and play and see what happens. So I played, and at the end of the day, Stuart comes wandering up, and he's like, introduced himself, and he said, "I play bass, and I play saxophone, I play other instruments." He said, "Are you going to be here next week? I'll bring my stuff." I said, "Okay, I'll come next week." So then Stuart and me started playing, and a few weeks later, we had another guitar player show up, and a little while later, we had a drummer show up, and by the end of the summer, we had a band.
You know, when you think of the Maxwell Street Market, and it's changed over time. I mean, obviously, the Maxwell Street, the original market, when it was at its heyday, that was the idea. You had blues musicians on corners, even on little soapboxes, you know, playing and adding to the element. The Maxwell Street Market, as we know it now, less of that. It's more about the vendors. But how important is it to have the blues and Chicago's music in the open-air market that is the Maxwell Street Market?
I think it's very important because Maxwell Street Market is really the home of Chicago's electrified blues. Maxwell Street Market is the place where all the blues musicians, when they first came to town, that's where they went. And they went and they set up, and they would play there, and they'd play for tips, and they'd make their money, and they'd make connections with other musicians, and they would get gigs. And it's a very important part of Chicago's blues heritage. You know, the Maxwell Street Market has always been a market of immigrants, too. So if you think about how the blues fits, you know, in the around the turn of the early 19th century, it was, you know, a lot of Jewish and a lot of Eastern European immigrants. And so you had, like, a lot of klezmer music around
there.
Then, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you had a lot of African Americans migrating up and during the Great Migration from the South. So you had a lot of blues music. Now the market is primarily a lot of Hispanic folks. So, you know, it's always been the kind of immigrant market, you know, amongst others.
Let me ask the guys, Kevin, for you, how important is it to be a musician, a blues musician, to have the opportunity to play something as iconic as the Maxwell Street Market?
Oh, well, to me, it just means the world. I've been playing these music for over 20 years now, and to me, it's about, like, the music and the people, and it really is generational. It's like a torch that's carried on from generation to generation. It flows from person to person. It's, I mean, it's so feeling, you can actually feel it. And it's just a real honor to be part of, like, to be part of keeping that alive.
Yeah.
And like when we come together and try to play this music for you, we're coming from a place in our deep down in us that, you know, the Maxwell Street Market was such a melting pot for all of the greatest from, you know, from down south and everywhere, really.
Stuart, I want to bring you in because you, as a musician on the stage, I mean, you perform, of course, at the new Maxwell Street Market, but you played at the old Maxwell Street Market. What's the difference to be playing the open-air market that it is today versus what it was before? Are they similar or are they just completely different experiences?
I'm going to tell you the actual truth. It's all the same. Blues never change. That's one thing about the blues. When you get the blues, you know, a lot of people don't realize they do have the blues when they can't pay their rent, when they can't pay their phone bill. That's the blues.
That's right.
And we just love to play the blues.
What was it like for you to be a young blues musician playing Maxwell Street?
Back in the day, it was every Sunday. We get up in the morning, come down to Maxwell Street, set up, play for tips, and have a good time. That's where everybody came and danced and had a good time. And that's what we did every Sunday.
Do you miss that? I mean, obviously
I
you get the opportunity,
yes,
but you miss it?
Yeah. I really miss it.
What do you miss?
I miss the music. I miss the people. Open market. You can't go wrong when you come down blues heaven. That's what I call it, blues heaven.
Blues heaven.
Maxwell Street.
That's great. Obviously, the Maxwell Street market has changed over time, but a little bit of a resurgence now. When it comes to open-air markets, nothing beats Maxwell Street.
Oh.
You can go down this Sunday, and you can see they're doing a big festival down there for the city. You got to go see Loreen and the Maxwell Street Market Blues Band. When are you guys on?
We are on at 10:30 to 11:30, but there is activities going on the whole day. The schedule is jam-packed.
Thanks so much for coming in and performing, and we look forward to more.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Every day I get the blues. Every day I get the blues. See me worry, baby, you I hate to lose. Nobody love me, nobody seem to care. Nobody love me, nobody seem to care. Speaking of hard times and trouble, know I had my share. Pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Nobody worry, nobody crying.
Welcome back to Extension 720 and 720 WGN. Well, the place to be this weekend will be the Maxwell Street Market. Of course, many people think that the Maxwell Street Market may have gone away, but it has had a resurgence right there in the South Loop, right just north of where the original Maxwell Street is at. Alyssa Baum is in studio, and she is with DCASE, Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. great to have you here. Let's talk about Maxwell Street. Why the emphasis on Maxwell Street this weekend?
We're very excited about Maxwell Street. We've been working very hard for the past year to rebuild it. We have a great vision of what it will become eventually. And this celebration is just to let the city know that the Department of Cultural Affairs is dedicated to Maxwell Street. We want to bring it back to its full glory, and we're working very hard to bring culture and the entrepreneurship and the entrepreneurial spirit that it's always had to light and bring more attention.
It's such an interesting part of Chicago history because everyone knows Maxwell Street, but they also know about the demise of Maxwell Street and the college coming in there and the end of an era. We went through that in the 90s where it was like that was a couple of years long project of wishing well of Maxwell Street. So you have to not only, you know, have success in bringing it back, but you have to almost reteach people that it's back, because a lot of people think that, you know, the obit's been written and the Maxwell Street experience is gone.
That's true. A lot of people think that. A lot of people don't realize it's still going on. And we are out there every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there are vendors who have been there for 30 years. There are people who have inherited the business from their parents. Even in our office, we have a woman who grew up vending at Maxwell Street. And everywhere we go, like, we've put together an advocacy committee. We have people from all over Chicago who are helping us to rebuild. And we run into so many people who are like, oh yeah, that I was out there. That's what I was doing when I was trying to put myself through college or whatever. Everybody has a story about Maxwell Street.
Oh, absolutely.
Market. It's super fun.
It's important to my family. My dad would talk about being on the vegetable and fruit trucks on Maxwell Street. I mean, it is a part of the DNA of this city. When you want to rebuild it, and it has been there for years now, and it's been more of an open-air market than it is sort of like an open-air festival, if you will, with the blues and other stuff, how do you go about doing that? How do you bring the old to the new?
Well, we have been making a lot of changes over the past year that are probably not obvious to a lot of people, but to make it more attractive to vendors to bring people in. And there are a lot of options for being a vendor there. We have the tried and true people, but people can come in, they can vend once a month, they can come every week. There used to be rules that if you weren't out there every week, you couldn't come back, out. And so we're trying to make it more vendor friendly. We're also doing a lot of things like, you know, we have this festival coming up, but we have music out there every few weeks. This year we are partnering with the National Museum of Mexican Art, and they are out there every other week with art making activities for kids. So they have a different focus. You can look on our website and check out what it is. Like, we started this season with History of the Blues, and they had some coloring of old blues musicians for kids and doing different activities. So we just have a lot of fun out there.
Your background is in music. You've been a part of the Chicago music scene for years. How important is music, live music, to the Maxwell Street experience?
I think it's hugely important. I mean, as we know, a lot of the electric blues musicians from Chicago started out at Maxwell Street just as buskers. They would just go out there, play, have fun, meet each other. And, you know, one of our bands has the same exact story that was happening back in the 50s, where they're out at Maxwell Street playing and now they're a band. And, you know, we try to have them out there as much as we can. We had a couple weeks ago, we had Circus Steam Social Circus out there. We try to have different kinds of activities. We reflect what DCase is doing as a whole. So when it is Blues Fest in Millennium Park, we have Blues Fest out at Maxwell Street. We had the Dave Herrero Machine. They had a great performance. House Fest, we had the parking lot full of people dancing to house music. It was awesome. I was thinking, this is at noon on a Sunday. No one's going to be dancing. And, you know, we had a DJ out there and people came out dancing all over the place. It was amazing.
All right. So this festival, this takes place on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And what do we need to know about it? Where is it at? Because it's not actually on Maxwell Street. It's a little bit north on Jefferson's.
On Displaines.
Displaines, sorry. Yeah.
So the festival takes place on Displaines. It's 800 South Displaines is our address, but it's on Displaines between Harrison and Taylor Street. Yep. It's free. We will have tons of food. We have a special limited edition beer from Mars Brewery, which we're super excited about. You can't see this on the radio, but we have a specially designed label that by artist Jeff Zimmerman. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Been a guest on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that. We're working really hard to put this together. And we'll have a ton of vendors. We'll have our tried and true vendors that we love, and we have renamed them. They're called legacy vendors now.
All right.
Because we want to honor them for their commitment to the market. And then we're going to have a lot of new vendors. We have Chicago Fair Trade coming out and bringing fair trade vendors that will be selling their wares, and a lot of other new vendors coming out. So it's going to be fun. So it's about four blocks of good times, things to buy, great, great food, beer, music. It's going to be a great time.
Alyssa Baum is with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, and this weekend is the festival at Maxwell Street. It's 800 South Des Plaines in Chicago. Starts early. What's early?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
That's early on a Sunday. Alyssa, thanks for coming in tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You know, when I think of Maxwell Street, I think of what a torch it is, and how it passes from generation to generation, flows from person to person. And when I think of that, I think of guys like Earl Hooker and Robert Nighthawk, and we'd like to do something in that vein that goes something like this, an E. My baby man, ain't that bad. I had a sweet little home, people. I lost my baby man, ain't that sad. Spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. I said I have money in the bank. I lost all my bread, man, ain't that bad. Money in the bank. I lost all my money, baby. Ain't that sad? Said you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. Come on, Lordy Lewis. Hold down, ain't that sad?
right down, down. Right down to the ground, boys, ain't that bad. So you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose what you ain't never had. Thank you.